Fasano says Florida is at a different place than it was in 2006 when lawmakers implemented an advanced cost recovery, or as the industry calls it, a pay-as-you-go plan. Since then, Fasano says, Floridians have paid more than $500 million to companies like Progress Energy to build nuclear power plants and have seen nothing. Fasano wants to end the practice. He calls it a tax on consumers, a bailout plan for utilities, and a scheme that is unfair to his constituents.
The bottom line is that a legislature allowing a private company that trades on the New York Stock Exchange to tax, to literally tax, the customers in their servicing area so they can build a nuclear power plant. The problem I have is that forcing a customer to put up billions of dollars ahead of time for a plant that we may never see built, and the customers will never see those dollars that they've put out. They will never be refunded those dollars.
Fasano had filed a bill to repeal advanced cost recovery, but he has been unable to get it heard in committee. That is why he tried to amend his proposal to an energy bill based on recommendations from Agricultural Commissioner Adam Putnam. Orlando Senator Andy Gardner is chair of the Energy and Utilities Committee. He is sponsoring the energy bill, and he supports advanced cost recovery. He says it was implemented to facilitate utilities' efforts to diversify energy sources used to produce electricity.
We as a state, in my opinion, have made a decision to say to the PSC, diversify and move into nuclear power. Certain companies are pursuing nuclear power. We gave them the ability to do what they're doing right now. If you take away that ability, there are those of us that believe, number one, when they eventually do the nuclear power plant, the cost will be even higher to the ratepayer as opposed to what they're doing now and just paying it over time.
The Southern Alliance for Clean Energy filed an appeal in December with the Florida Supreme Court challenging the constitutionality of the early cost recovery law. It says the Public Service Commission is allowing companies to tax Florida families billions of dollars on a weak assumption that utilities will build nuclear reactors sometime in the next decade. Susan Glickman is the group's lobbyist and spoke on behalf of the Fasano Amendment.
We need to get rid of this unfair practice which privatizes the profits and socializes the risk. That's what you've done. You've taken the risk off the back of the utilities of these Fortune 500 companies, and you're putting it on to your ratepayers that can ill afford that at this time.
No utility representative spoke during the committee meeting. In an email, a Progress Energy representative wrote that the utility is focused on obtaining a combined operating license for a Levy County plant. It expects to receive it in 2013, at which time the project will be reassessed. There is no response to Fasano's questions about why no one showed up at the committee meeting to answer questions.
It's not that they're not in the Capitol today. They're just not in this committee room. They're out there somewhere. And I can assure you they were around the Capitol this morning lobbying against my amendment. They didn't have the courage nor the guts nor the courtesy to show up in committee and answer questions. And a simple question that needed to be answered: when will the nuclear power plants that you're charging people billions of dollars for, when will they be built? The bottom line is, they're never going to be built. Progress Energy has no intentions of building them now, and it's clear because they're asking the federal government to give them permission to cancel the contract with the contractor that would build those nuclear power plants.
Fasano is a former Senate President pro tem and House Majority Leader, and he is finding himself increasingly at odds with legislative leadership. His maneuvers have delayed a prison privatization plan supported by the Senate president. Monday, Fasano wanted a roll call on his amendment. He wanted to put senators on record concerning advanced cost recovery. He got a voice vote instead.
All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
The amendment dies?
Ironically, there was little discussion of the overall bill itself. The committee approved the energy proposal sponsored by Gardner. It would reinstate $16 million in tax credits for renewable energy sources, direct the Agricultural Department to do an inventory of biomass resources, and evaluate energy efficiency of state buildings. Supporters call the proposal modest. Gardner says energy bills have failed the past 3 years because they tried to do too much. They were, in his words, too heavy to pass. He characterized his proposal as a step in the right direction.
Is it lighter than some people would like in the room? Absolutely. Absolutely would. But I think we got to start somewhere. I think the Agriculture Commissioner Putnam has done a wonderful job of bringing something forward, and I'm going to do my best to keep it going on the right track.
The proposal has two more committee stops before reaching the Senate floor. The House is working a similar measure. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.